Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are a couple of days away from July, and it's going to feel like it this week. Today's high, middle 90s, with a heat index up to 104. It gets even hotter as we go through the week. Dan Brunoff has your complete forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Monday, June 29th. Vice President Mike Pence met with local leaders and health experts in Dallas to discuss how Texas is dealing with huge spikes in new coronavirus cases. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more from UT Southwestern Medical Center, where the vice president held a roundtable.
We're going to make sure Texas has what you need when you need it.
Vice President Pence was joined by Governor Abbott, Dr. Deborah Birx, Senator John Cornyn, and others. Pence says it was important to come to Dallas.
President Trump wanted us to be here today. With the developments over the last 2 weeks, with the rising positivity and the rising number of cases.
Pence says they discussed ways to accelerate testing and the returns of those tests, and he'll be taking that information back to the Coronavirus Task Force and private partners. In Dallas, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Incidentally, Vice President Pence has now canceled upcoming events in Arizona and Florida out of caution. With more than 1,100 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Dallas County over the weekend, County Judge Clay Jenkins is again urging the governor to mandate face masks or allow local leaders more authority to mandate masks and other measures to help slow the spread. KRLD's Alan Skaya has that update.
Those new cases over the weekend brought the county, Dallas County, to more than 20,000 total. Judge Clay Jenkins has sent a letter to the governor asking him to reverse some of the plan to reopen Texas. The letter is also asking for that statewide mask requirement, or to at least allow regional requirements punishable by fines. Jenkins tells NBC5, the number of hospitalizations across the state has passed 5,000, and while hospitals in North Texas still have room, the growing number is cause for action.
We don't have time to wait until our hospitals are near capacity to do these common sense things.
He also wants a 30-day stay-at-home order and for restaurants to be closed back down except for takeout or outdoor seating. Jenkins' letter also asks for bars, gyms, movie theaters, and bowling alleys to be closed. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And the debate continues over wearing masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus. McKinney Mayor George Fuller plans to talk to his staff today about what rules can be imposed.
What we have the ability to do is mandate that businesses require masks of both their employees and patrons.
And for those who say a mask requirement is an infringement on their rights?
Someone losing their life, that's a hell of a loss of their liberty.
Mayor Fuller says he has yet to receive any directives from the Collin County commissioners. Today, restaurants across the state have to go back to allowing no more than 50% of their capacity. KRLD's Austin York continues our coverage.
As COVID-19 cases continue to spike, one well-known restaurant is closing temporarily. Bob's Steak and Chop House on Lemon Avenue will close through July 6th. Founder Bob Sambal says this is usually a slow time of year, so he's going to take the time to sanitize the restaurant and get employees tested.
We all have to be honest about whether we have positive cases. We're only kidding ourselves if if you think you're the only restaurant in town that hasn't anybody come up positive, come on, really? Let's just all be honest and be upfront, and I think we'll get through this the best we can.
He says his employees have been stressed out because they're on the front lines and serving customers. Sambal wants the governor to implement a mask policy that applies to all restaurants statewide. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Despite what some may say, there is no such thing as a get-out-of-face mask card. Here's KRLD's David Rankin.
The Justice Department actually had to put out an advisory because so many people posted pictures of themselves holding cards that said they don't have to wear face masks in public. These people claim that card lets them get around local or county orders for masks through the Americans with Disabilities Act. They also say they don't have to explain themselves to anyone if they have the card. That card even says it's issued by the Freedom to Breathe Agency. There's no such thing as the Freedom to Breathe Agency. Justice Department says the cards are fake, even if someone put the Justice Department seal on them. I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
1 year ago, a jury convicted Rene Carrillo of Dallas and sentenced him to 99 years in prison, even though Carrillo was not in the courtroom. Carrillo cut off his ankle monitor and fled on day four of his murder trial. He has not been seen since. Carrillo killed a man in the parking lot of the XTC nightclub in 2017. A North Fort Worth restaurant holding a fundraiser for a Fort Worth police officer seriously injured in the line of duty. Cafe Republic on North Beach Street is working with the Fort Worth Police Department to donate 25% of all proceeds to Officer Matt Brazil.
We're just trying to do our part as a police department, as an organization, to come together collectively and try to do the best we can for Officer Brazil and let him know that he is not alone in this fight.
Jimmy Polizzani with Fort Worth Police says they will also be selling T-shirts for $10, with all proceeds going to Brazil and his family. Back on June 13th, Officer Brazil was critically injured after being hit by a vehicle during a pursuit. He is improving, but has a long road to recovery. Cafe Republic is open from 8 until 2. Early voting starts today for the Texas primary runoffs. The election was originally scheduled for May, but it was put off because of the pandemic. Now that folks are getting the opportunity to show up in person and cast their vote, election officials say it's important to try to minimize crowds. They're urging everyone to vote early if possible. Early voting in the primary runoff runs until July 10th. Election Day is on the 14th. Stay connected as you go through your day. Check in with us for the latest coverage on News Radio 1080 at KRLD.com and in the radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.